The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, WSRE-TV.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you may be wondering, hey, Mardi Gras over? Well, not quite. This weekend, we've got a big event coming up supporting one of my favorite organizations in the area, WSRE. They're having their wine and food. I guess I want to say this right. Laissez le bon. Is that correct? Food
Close
festival.
Enough.
Close enough.
Laissez bon.
Laissez bon. Yes, there you go.
That's how I've learned it.
All right. So here with this morning with Mary Riker with WSRE. Welcome, Mary. She's their marketing director to talk about this event and so much more, because it's not just this event, but WSRE is a presence in our community year-round. So many things going on. So hopefully we'll be able to touch on not just the event Saturday, but so many of the other things that y'all do. So
yeah.
Welcome.
It's spring and everything's new, and we have a lot of new things happening at the station.
Which is exciting.
Next few months.
Maybe right off the get-go, somebody may not really understand the difference, let's say, between WSRE and public broadcasting and like regular TV. What are some of the, what makes you unique and stand out?
Well, we are commercial-free. You know, our mission is to positively impact communities through education, entertainment, and engagement. So education's huge. We have PBS Kids. We have events in a month. We're going to have our Be My Neighbor Day, mm-hmm. which is a huge community event. We have more than 40 community partners there engaging with families at the station. PBS Kids programming is all educational. PBS Learning Media is curriculum-aligned, standards-aligned resources for local classrooms. They're free. The teachers don't have to pay for that.
There's so much.
But we need support from local donors. So we host things like the Wine and Food Classic this weekend, and as our signature fundraiser each year. We have memberships. So for as little as $5 a month, you can benefit from being a member of your local PBS station. We'll keep you informed with what's happening, new programming coming out. You'll be invited to events. One of the huge things coming up within the next year and a half is America 250, country's 250th anniversary, and we were just awarded a grant from WETA in Washington, D.C. for some community engagement around Kim Burns' upcoming documentary, The American Revolution.
Oh, how
so
exciting.
So we're super excited about that. And in our grant application, we talked about Galvez, which is our American Revolutionary story, American Revolution story. So, so we're just excited. Galvez Days is coming up May 9th. Next year, we'll be celebrating the 250th anniversary of our country,
wow.
and WSRE can contribute to our community's events in a big way now that we have some funding to have some events and special programming and local programming. So we can do some really neat things as a public television station, and
I love it. Well, I'm a big fan, and I'm excited because so much of the program, we have the concerts that we don't often get to see. I get to see a lot of theater. I'm a big theater person. So when I see these original broadcasts of theater from New York, or I'll see an opera or symphony, there's so many. Every time I tune in, there's something great and different, and I love WSRE.
Yeah, I believe PBS gives everyone a front row seat to the best of the performing arts.
No question.
We have Broadway musicals, just things that it's accessible to everyone.
That's what I love about it.
And hey, I'm glad you mentioned concerts, because right now we're in the middle of a new season of Studio Amped, our local concert series.
I know, I'm so excited.
It's kind of like
back.
Our own version of Austin City Limits.
Yes,
locally.
It's so good.
And let's see, next up is Civilized Natives. Tomorrow night.
Is Billy Harrell still involved with hosting
that?
Yes,
he is.
Okay.
Billy Harrell is the executive producer of Studio Amped. He finds the bands, vets the bands. Mm-hmm. It's all original music. There's so much talent here. Every season, we're just so excited about every new season. And we have Civilized Natives, which is a local band. Tonight, well, most of them are local, either Pensacola or Mobile. Every now and then, we'll have somebody from Birmingham or
kind of mix
within
it up
our
a little
region.
Bit. What I like about that is they do different styles and genres of music too.
Right,
that's
right.
What's kind of fun about it. It's not the same thing every time.
Yeah, so this is kind of like a Civilized Natives is kind of like a classic rock to me.
Oh, okay.
and they're fabulous, and they've been around a long, long time. And next week we have Johnny Hayes, who's from Mobile, and he's kind of a bluesy Americana, maybe, roots, but really, you know, bluesy, a little rock, edgier than that. And Jordan Chase.
Yes.
He's a young talent. Both Johnny Hayes and Jordan Chase were on one or both of The Voice or American Idol.
Okay.
So so they've had a little bit of renown and, and success in,
that's
in
exciting.
That area. But they're from here, and they're performing here, and they have beautiful music that they've written themselves. So it's really worth tuning into, and that's on at 9 p.m. Every Thursday night.
Every Thursday. So tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Okay.
Oh, then. And Justin Johnson, I think I'm saying that right, has kind of got a little Cajun accent to his name. He's been opening for the Red Clay Strays, who were also on Studio Amped when they were starting out. So he'll end the season in a few weeks. But
great.
He's an up-and-comer. I know I have tickets to see him with in the Red Clay Strays at the Wharf.
Oh, there you go.
So he's doing really well.
So this is
too.
A good preview.
Yeah, there are a lot of up-and-comers finding success that we're on Studio Amped or on now.
Yeah, that's what I love about it, because you support all kinds of artists. You support all the different arts. It's wonderful. And there's a little something for everybody. And then there's even self-help stuff, too.
Yep. But speaking of Billy Harrell, he's emceeing the Wine and Food Classic.
Aha, let's talk about that.
Yeah,
that's
Billy's
coming up
gonna
this weekend.
Billy's going to be our MC. If you, this is our 34th Wine and Food Classic event. It's the signature fundraiser for the station. It's a walkabout tasting. So local chefs, for, you know, 34 events, have been supportive of the station by participating in this event, because they provide the food, they, you know, at their own expense, and they compete. So when you come to the Wine and Food Classic, you'll receive a few tickets, and there's little bins at each chef's station, and you can vote for your
People's Choice Award.
Yeah, your People's Choice Award.
And can you test it twice just to be sure?
Yeah. Yep. Sometimes there's a little bit of a line. The really popular ones have lines.
Well, here's some of the chefs. Chef John Bash, who's a celebrity chef. You've got Chef Irv Miller, Gus Silvas, and Darian Hernandez.
Now, those are our VIP chefs.
Oh, okay.
VIP tickets are sold out, sadly.
Okay.
But they will be... there's a VIP reception before the walkabout tasting.
Oh, perfect.
And they
okay.
will be there serving those lucky folks who got in early on the VIP package. And but kicking off the walkabout tasting, they'll come down and join all the folks for the walkabout tasting, being led by a second line.
Uh-huh.
The 9th Avenue Brass Band will be there.
Nice.
So we'll have a little second line.
Oh, how fun.
The theme is New Orleans, New Orleans Creole cuisine. So,
boy, that's gonna be yummy.
And sauce bon means that is good, and sometimes it's used for that tastes good. So, that's the theme for the event, because you'll all night long you just say, oh, that's so good. So, it really is. It's $65 a ticket. I didn't count how many chefs we
got.
18
restaurants.
That's a lot. They've done well. We have the Grand Marlin, the Fish House, the Drop In. Chris Tingle, he was the chef for many years at McGuire's. That's his new place that's about to open. But he has participated in this event so many years, and he's coming back with his new venture. So the Drop-In is something to look forward to. The District always participates in this event. Scenic Hills Country Club, Salt, which is at the Hilton, and Redfish Bluefish out at the beach. Mikey's Corner Shack. Now, Mike Tilton, he was one of our People's Choice winners last year.
Oh, really?
He ran the Legends Cafe at Andrews Institute for a long time.
Oh, of course.
But he's got his own place in Milton.
Yes.
So Mikey's Corner Shack is Mike Tilton, so he is no joke. Joe's, as always, if you like to go have lunch at Joe's at Duh. Yeah, we're excited to have her this year. I think it's her first time. Favor Flavor Seafood. Daryl's been a friend of the station for a while. He's up the road from the post office, has a seafood place off
the
base there.
I love hearing about all these places, especially the new ones.
Drift.
Drift.
You know, that's at the... I haven't been there yet. So.
Oh, well, see, I used to work out on the beach, so I've been to the Drift. Excellent.
It's on my list.
And an excellent view, too.
I'm kind of
right
sad
there.
I haven't been there yet.
Right there by the pier. Beautiful.
Yeah, I think of that as a special occasion restaurant, but you can come to the Wine and Food Classic and sample something made just for this event.
Absolutely.
Crisula's Cheesecake Shop, we have some sweets, and she's been a big supporter of this event for many, many years. Atlas Oyster House, Conchita's Catering. She's been a People's Choice Award. That's Jennifer Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
And we just love her. And she's a military wife. Hopefully she'll be with us for a little longer. You never know how long they get to stay. But I think she's been a part of this event since they've been stationed here. And Cora's Custom Creations. Cora Lynn won the Earl Peru Best Chef Award last year.
Wow.
So John Besh, he's New Orleans chef with several popular restaurants in New Orleans. He will be leading our panel of judges.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ronnie Rivera from the Sheriff's Department
judging. Oh, I know that guy.
So he's lucky. And Dr. Brett Fadeau, mm-hmm. and his wife Louise are co-chairing this year's event.
Excellent.
Or honorary chairs of this year's mm-hmm. event. And they are from New Orleans.
Oh,
so they've really championed theme
yes.
and Chef Besh and all that. Brett Fadeau will be a judge and Dr. Ellen McKnight.
Nice.
And many people may know Ellen McKnight is a big fan of Earl Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And Earl Peru was a chef. If you're younger, you may not know this, but he was one of the pioneering PBS chefs. You know, we're known for our cooking programs.
Mm-hmm.
He was from Pensacola. So the story is he was an instructor at Pensacola State College's, or then Pensacola Junior College's, culinary department, and was invited to do a TV show, and he was fantastic. And then the show was picked up and was syndicated nationally.
Wow.
For many, many years, from the 70s through the early
90s. Mm-hmm.
So we're proud of him. He was a beloved member of our community for many years. So our Best Chef Award is named for him.
Oh, that's really special.
And we're excited that Dr. McKnight is going to be a judge, because she should be awarding this award, because
mm-hmm.
she's really done a lot to, I know that she works with the Pensacola State College Culinary Program as a fundraiser in his honor. And
wonderful. That's wonderful. This sounds like so much fun. So as you said, the food is going to have a New Orleans flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. And I know Old Hickory Whiskey Bar will have some samples.
Oh.
I think they're doing some New Orleans-themed cocktails.
Uh-oh.
PJ's Coffee, which is a New Orleans, they'll have some coffee samples.
Mm, that sounds good.
I know, like, for the VIP event, we have Republic National Distributing, but the Lewis Beer Company, there'll be some beer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't do wine,
mm-hmm.
there'll be some beer. And for the guys, and at the Walkabout Tasting, Coastal County Brewing, one of the local breweries, we'll have some samples.
And we have so many good local breweries now
yeah.
in Pensacola. That's great.
So there's a little libation involved,
mm-hmm.
too.
Okay.
So anyway, and a Wine World. Wine World and Republic National Distributing are providing the wine.
So apparently there's going to be no shortage of food and beverage at this event.
No shortage of food and beverage. You come in when you'll receive a tray
mm-hmm.
and some tickets for voting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go up to one of the bars and you'll have your little plastic cup at the bar. They'll serve you a drink. And then you just stroll around the different chef's booths and enjoy the food. You won't leave hungry.
Sounds like you, not
I mean,
at all.
So many people, you know, they go to a few booths and they're like, oh, I'm already full. So, you know, pace yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sold. So now I just need to find out, how do I get the tickets, where, when, and the times,
okay.
and all that good stuff.
You can always go to WSRE.org/events
okay.
for our event information. So there's a link there to get tickets. Please do that. Tickets are also on Eventbrite, so if you just scroll Eventbrite for the Wine and Food Classic, it'll pop up and you can get your tickets there. That's how we're selling the tickets, through Eventbrite.
Okay.
So when you come to the entry to mm-hmm. the event, just you can bring your paper ticket if you want to print it out. If you have your phone and can show us your ticket
digitally, yeah.
get in.
And
so,
where's the event?
Oh, that's the station this year.
I know.
So we're at Pensacola State College. You
mm-hmm.
know, WSRE is a service of the college. So the Gene and Paul Amos Performance Studio at the station.
Can't miss it.
It's
big building.
It's going to be indoors and outdoors.
One of
the exciting things this year is when you come up, we have a few of the Mardi Gras crews
mm-hmm.
or Fiesta crews. I don't know which. I guess we would call them Fiesta Crews here. But we have the crew of Priscus Float. That's
mm-hmm.
the big train. It's my favorite.
That's going to be
Mardi Gras
there?
Float. Yes.
Oh, how fun.
And there'll be a DJ on the train.
Nice.
So we have the 9th Avenue Brass Band and a DJ outdoors. And then inside we have a twice Grammy nominated artist from Louisiana. Actually, I think he lives in Houston now. But it's Louisiana music,
uh-huh.
Zydeco music, Corey Ledet Zydeco.
Fun.
He's going to be fantastic. He'll be indoors. There'll be room for dancing.
Oh, gosh.
So it's just kind of like the music you play on the intro. You just can't be unhappy.
Right.
With all the music inside. But we have Crew of Priscus, Crew of Blues, Crew of Cheers, Crew de Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
They will be in costume. They wear the feathery costumes.
Oh, yes.
So they'll be wandering around, making sure everybody knows what to do and is having a good time. We have a caricature artist. We just had our staff meeting yesterday, so all this information is fairly new to me, and I'm really excited.
This is great.
Jim Bamfell. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it's free. You could,
yeah.
I'm sure it'll have a tip jar, but, you know, we can do caricature. Just like if you're in New Orleans.
Yes, right on the street.
Yeah. So I want to thank all of our sponsors. We have so many sponsors, including ADX Communications,
Country,
and News Radio, and ESPN. So we always have great media partners for this event and for our educational events, and we really appreciate you supporting this event and supporting the station.
Well, we appreciate all that WSRE does in our community. And if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you've got a question for Mary Riker, she's the marketing director for WSRE. We're talking about all the amazing things that they do in the community year-round, as well as this amazing event coming up Saturday. There's still tickets available for only $65. WSRE.org.
WSRE.org/events.
You can get there and go to events, and then you can get your tickets. So it's not too late to get the tickets. But if you do have a question, you can always text it in or a comment about WSRE at 850-437-1620. So this event, for $65, all you can drink, all you can eat, entertainment, fun, indoors, outdoor. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
And it's some of the best chefs and
in the whole area, not just Pensacola, but from all over. We have some Cajun food.
We have some fun restaurants, too, like Parlor Donuts.
Yes, I saw that.
Can't wait to see what he does. Last time he did something with oysters and donut dough. So
really?
We'll see what he comes up with this year.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And then Sonny's Barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're friends with Sonny's here.
Yeah,
so.
Well, they're supporters of the station, and they asked to participate, and I think it's really going to be fun to see what they have. So we have a little something for everyone.
Excellent.
And please come get your tickets. We have probably just shy of 100 tickets left to sell.
Okay.
So they're going to go fast.
50 couples.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Better get your tickets. Get some friends.
I still have to get my husband.
Get some friends to get together and make an evening of it. And it's Saturday night. What time does it start?
7. It's
7 o'clock.
P.m.
Okay.
7 p.m. And there should be some parking. We're using about half the parking lot right there in front of the Pensacola State College gym.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you can park there. There's parking all up and down the street.
Right.
There.
There's lots of parking there.
There's some parking in front of the station, in front of our lobby. So,
And the weather should be nice.
Wear comfortable shoes. It is a walkabout tasting. So wear your comfortable shoes.
Okay. And don't eat a lot before you get there.
No. come hungry. We have some other information from the station. It's about to be April. It's about to be Earth
Month.
Yes,
tell me everything that's coming up.
We have programming. We have some, our traditional spring event is Be My Neighbor Day. It's coming up in about a month.
And tell me about that. What is that all about?
So that is a day of free family fun.
Aww.
What's really neat about it is we have about 40 different community organizations that come and participate.
40?
And they all bring hands-on activities, something for the kids to do.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are family resource organizations, so they'll have information for parents. Of course, we'll be have lots of PBS Kids themed activities. We put up the green screen so the kids can see themselves on TV. Mm-hmm. That's always really popular.
Oh, how fun!
We'll have some entertainment on the stage. Downtown Dave. Mm-hmm. From the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. He always MCs the event and keeps everything going.
Well, Be My Neighbor is in honor of Mr. Rogers,
that's right?
That's right. Won't you be my neighbor?
Yep. It's focused on early education, health and safety. We'll have the Sheriff's Department will have their mounted posse, the horses there.
Pensacola,
Police Department has the canines there. We'll have the EMT. The kids love being on the fire truck.
Oh, yeah.
That's like one of the most popular things. And
right.
And, the firefighters are there to engage with the kids. And the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is something that only we can host.
Yeah. So cute. And 30 organizations. I mean, I'm looking at it's like a who's who of the best organizations in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Health and Hope Clinic and the Girl Scouts and Freedom Schools and Open Books Bookstore. It looks like Children's Chorus, Children's Museum. And as you said, the Fire Department, Mess Hall, Please don't. I mean, everybody who's anybody. It's
just
a great.
It's turned into just this wonderful gathering of everyone who supports families in our community and are champions of our youngest learners. And, PBS Kids, their mission is, it's just to be accessible to everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's educational programming. So, even most every kid has some kind of device in their hands now, whether it's their parents' phone or if they're lucky enough to have their own little iPad. But parents can trust that what their kids are engaged with on PBS Kids, there's games, there's activities, there's besides the programming.
Wasn't PBS the home of Sesame Street?
Yes.
And all the original programming?
They got a little bit commercial now, but.
I know, but I remember watching it
as
a kid.
We still have Sesame Street, that's right. And then
a Big Bird and all in company.
My husband's a few years older than me, and we realized that when Sesame Street started, he was a little too old for it. And I thought, that's incredible to me that I'm married to someone who didn't grow up with Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street.
I know. Well,
that explains something.
It may explain a lot, too.
I hope he's not listening.
But the event is April 26th, so mark your calendars. It's Saturday from 10 to 2, and it's right at the Jean Paul and Paul Amos Performing Studio. So it'll be right there on the same campus.
Absolutely free. We usually have a food truck or something for food, but it's not a foodie thing.
Gotcha. This is more
Kona
about
ice
that.
Always comes. We'll have a couple of things to keep you from starving, but it's you come in, you come out. It's indoors and outdoors. Mm-hmm. There'll be a little entertainment.
Sounds like fun. Now, before we're about to run out of time, so I did want to get into the sports spotlight you were telling me about.
Yes. Steve Nissim has joined our team.
Yay.
He's worked with the station for a couple of years, on some certain projects, but now he's full-time with us, and he's working on the Pensacola State Today program, and Sports Spotlight is his new program.
Excellent.
And it's a new series, and the stories, we have so much sports excellence in our community, and the stories are so compelling. So he's, there's a few segments on each show. It's a quick 30-minute show. You can see it on WSRE.org, go to our video platform, or on the PBS app. PBS app is free. Just download it on your phone and you can watch all our local programming on that. But it's a great show, and he kind of started out with a bang. There's two episodes online now.
Okay.
He had Adron Chambers, World Series champion, on the first episode, and he had Roy Jones Jr. on the most recent episode. But along with, some high school standouts, college alumni who are doing well.
Great.
It's just compelling local sports stories. And that's what we're all about, too, is storytelling and preserving and telling the stories of our region.
Oh, so. That sounds wonderful. We only have a couple of minutes left, so I wanted to find out, can someone sign up for a newsletter or email list to get all the information? Is there somewhere you can go to do that?
We have a direct mail newsletter that goes to our members.
Uh-huh.
Join our members.
Okay.
And really, just go to wsre.org/donate, and you'll get Passport, which... You just have an extended library of excellent PBS programming to watch. New releases. You can binge, like we have Wolf Hall on now.
Wolf
Hall,
I know.
Whole season.
Started,
so if
so
you have
excited.
Passport, you can binge the whole season.
Just started this week, by the way.
Fantastic. And Marie Antoinette. So those are great popular dramas. But become a member.
Okay.
And be informed.
And in the meantime, get your tickets for this Saturday night.
$65, WSRE.org/events.
The 34th annual WSRE Wine and Food Classic, and it's C'est Bon. So
C'est
good.
C'est Bon is going to be a great time.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Please join us.
Mary, thank you so much for being here this morning with us. So many great things happening with WSRE. You do so much in the community year-round. We've got the Sports Spotlight to look forward to. We've got the event coming up, Be My Neighbor Day on the 26th. Anything else that we've left out that we want to mention real quick?
No, just some new programming. We have it's Earth Month. Tune in tomorrow night. The Future of Nature is a new series coming out. It's going to be really great. It talks about how nature can provide the solutions to our, worries about climate change and all that. Good stuff.
Great. All right, Mary, thank you so much for being here. We've been talking with Mary Riker with WSRE. Again, you can still get tickets to the Wine and Food Classic Festival coming up this Saturday at WSRE.org. Only $65. It sounds like it's going to be a fabulous event. Thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you, Meg.
Appreciate you.